Deuteronomy chapter 32. Listen, O heavens, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching fall like the rain. Let my speech descend like the dew, like a gentle rain on tender grass, and like the showers on young plants. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. All his ways are just, a faithful God who does nothing wrong, just and upright is he. They have dealt corruptly with him, they are no longer his children, it is their sin. They are a perverse and twisted generation. Is this how you repay the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is not he your father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of former generations. Ask your father, and he will inform you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, when he divided humankind, he set boundaries for the peoples according to the number of the sons of God. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is his special inheritance. He found him in a desert land. In the howling wasteland, he protectively surrounded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up her nest, that hovers over her young, it spreads out its wings and swoops them up. It carries them aloft on its pinions. The Lord alone led him. No foreign god was with him. He made him ride over the heights of the earth, and he ate the produce of the field. He nourished him with honey out of the rocky cliffs, olive oil out of the flinty rock, curds from the herd, and milk from the flock, the fat of lambs and goats, rams of Bashan, the finest of the wheat, and from the juice of the grape you drank wine. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You became fat, plump, and stuffed. Then he forsook God who made him, and abandoned the rock of his salvation. They moved him to jealousy with foreign gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons which are no god, to gods that they had never known, to new gods recently developed, which your fathers never feared. You ignored the rock that bore you, and forgot God who gave you birth. The Lord saw this and despised them, because he was provoked by his sons and daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them, then I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children who are unfaithful. They made me jealous with what was no God. They have provoked me to anger with their worthless idols. So I will make them jealous with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire has been sparked by my anger, and burns to the depths of the grave, and devours the earth with its produce, and sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters on them. I will shoot my arrows at them. I will waste them with hunger, and devour by plague and bitter pestilence. I will send against them the teeth of beasts, with the poison of things that crawl in the dust. Outside the sword will leave them childless. Inside their homes terror will reign over both the young man and the young woman, the nursing child and the elderly with gray hair. I said, I want to scatter them afar, blotting out the remembrance of them from human memory. But I feared the provocation of their enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, Our hand is exalted, the Lord has not done all this. For they are a nation without sense, and there is no understanding in them. If only they were wise, then they would understand this, then they would consider their final fate. How can one man chase 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them, the Lord had given them up? For their rock is not like our rock, as even our enemies acknowledge. For their vine is from the stock of Sodom, and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents, and the deadly venom of cobras. Is this not stored up with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine, and I will repay them, at that time when their foot slips. For the day of their disaster is near, and their impending doom will come on them suddenly. For the Lord will judge his people, and change his mind concerning his servants. When he sees that their power is gone, and there is no one left, slave or free, then he will ask, "Where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, let them be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he. There is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. There is no one who can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, I will sharpen my flashing sword, and my hand will take hold of it for judgment. I will render vengeance on my adversaries, and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will devour flesh. With the blood of the slain and captives, the chief leaders of the enemy. Rejoice with him, O heavens, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance on his adversaries, and will make atonement for his land and his people." Then Moses came and recited all the words of this song in the ears of the people, he and Joshua the son of Nun. Now Moses made an end of speaking all these words to Israel. He said to them, "Take to heart all the words that I am proclaiming to you today. Command your children to carefully do all the words of this law. For these are not just empty words for you, they are your life. By this word you will prolong your days, and in the land you are crossing over the Jordan River to possess." Then the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, "Get up into this mountain of Abarim, to Mount Nebo in the land of Moab, that is across from Jericho, and view the land of Canaan that I am giving to the Israelites for a possession. You will die on that mountain you are climbing, and will be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. It is because you both rebelled against me in the midst of the Israelites at the waters of Meribah, at Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. You did not treat me as holy in the midst of the Israelites. For you will see the land before you, but you will not enter the land I am giving the Israelites."